RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This one could be a 2-on-1 once it's settled, and it is! Oh, what a save by Luukkonen! That was magic by the Sabres goaltender, and he had to be great there to keep this a 1-0 game.
Wow. UPL against the Devils there, I do believe. And he played fantastic against New Jersey, a team that has had Buffalo's number over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and they're great game from him.
Yeah, those He'll jerseys also tonight. From the Devils were bad.
Oh, yes, they are awful.
Yeah, and good PSA there. UPL is starting tonight if you didn't catch our last segment.
Yes, so Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in that tonight as the Sabres take on the Bruins. 7 o'clock tonight. Pregame will start at 6 here on WGR. Of course, the Bills taking on the Eagles tomorrow. In so far, as the schedule says, and how it's currently lining up, it would be the second last game in the current Highmark Stadium. 803-0550 is the number to call, and we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Ernesto. Ernesto, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. Long, long time listener. First time caller. Really love your show.
Thank you.
Finally got the courage to call in here.
So absolutely.
I spend a lot of time at home on the internet, and I have come across that, you know, that gentleman who does the, I believe it's some type of dance, the thigh dance. And he put out a injury report about Josh Allen's foot. And I thought it was interesting for a couple things. First, last year when Josh Allen hurt his hand, there was a lot of photographer images of his hand up close. But for some reason this time, I cannot find any Josh Allen foot pictures. I'd like to see what kind of swelling he's dealing with and what his digits look like. Now, with a tough weather game and the playoffs already in grasp, do you think the Bills put more pressure on Josh Allen's foot? And do you think we'll see more pictures of Josh Allen's feet in the near future? Thank you.
All right.
Hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ernesto. And if you're concerned about Josh Allen with his foot, I don't think us getting those pictures is going to help anybody.
No, normally those aren't free anyway. So just looking, though, with Allen's foot, I don't think he'd play unless he was physically able to. And you know he likes to play through injuries. You know, he's not going to go down easily, Allen. So he's going to – if he can play, he's going to play. And I think that's where we're at this point. Because truthfully, the division's not out of the question. So like you can't –
the division's still in play.
It's still very much in not very much, but it's still in play.
It's very much in play until New England does not lose to either the Jets or the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's in play.
Right, and the Bills have to win out. So it is in play. to the point where you're not going to just sit Allen for 2 weeks and be like, yeah, you know what, let's be the seventh seed and go to New England or wherever you would end up at that point. It's not there. He's going to play if he's going to play. I think that's where we're at this point.
Yeah, and that's probably where we're at, is that you do need to have the ability to put some balance on it, worry about the injury, but at the same time, it's going to take actual damage, like damage to keep Josh Allen out of the lineup. That's just
right.
How it is.
Physically unable to participate. Like, he
right.
can't. Cannot.
So, Allen played the rest of the Browns game, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he went to the locker room. They did an X-ray.
They went
negative.
To the locker room because it was the end of the half anyway. So
yeah,
they
he wouldn't have, if it was the middle of the second quarter and he still had 18, or not 18, but if he still had 8 minutes left, he wouldn't have gone to the locker room, I don't
right.
think. But
so I think we'll see how it goes, obviously. But there's still enough for the Bills to play for that Allen's going to be in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they're going to put too much pressure on it if he didn't practice a couple of times during the week. Obviously, there was Christmas on Thursday. So,
and the practice reports were all over the place because they had practice Tuesday. You didn't get an injury report from that
practice. But it was a walkthrough.
So, but you didn't get an official injury report from the team, which is like the weirdest part about that.
So
then it was just Wednesday,
allows
Thursday.
It to be convenient that you can kind of just more or less let Allen
rest,
be as limited can be.
Yeah.
And
he was a full participant yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's fine.
Yeah, they'll be all right. We'll see what happens, obviously. But again, just to ease your concerns a little bit, and hey, appreciate you calling in. I think he's fine. And, he's also a sicko who will play through everything that he can.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he wore the
for
glove
better
all
for
last
worse.
Season with a broken hand.
Yeah, for better or for worse. Yeah, won an MVP on the heels of a broken hand that he suffers in week one because he hurtled over a human being.
Yeah, and rumbled into the end zone, like over the top of him. So, like, there's only so much you're going to be able to do for him to come out of a game, like in all seriousness. So
yeah.
He's fine. He's practicing in full at the end of the week after the holiday. He's going to play the last 2 weeks of the season. And he had regular shoes on, too, in practice. He didn't have, like, a special thing on the right foot or whatever, right? Like, a big different sneaker, like, to help compress or, like, give it more room. He was in his usual cleats, so he's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about there. I am intrigued to see how this team does against a talented defense in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. That's been kind of Philly's staple, as Chris Giacobello, who joined us earlier, was saying. It's not normally the case, but the offense has kind of stifled in a lot of ways compared to what it was last year, and they're able to win games off the heels of a pretty scrappy defense, and I think that is what you're watching with this team.
I wouldn't even say scrappy. They're talented.
Oh, yeah.
They're high-end talent on that defense, and I think you can go ahead and just give them the proper credit. It's a great roster. On that side of the football, it is a talented roster. They're going to be without N'Kobe Dean, but they have the depth. And mm-hmm. whether it's up front with Dwayne Carter or not Dwayne Carter, why did I I goofed that one pretty bad there. Give me a second there.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I suddenly forgot that name there. But you have Jordan Davis up front. You have Jalen Carter. I don't know
yes,
why.
Yes, Jalen Carter, yeah. That's
yes.
right. Yeah.
Jalen Carter. I don't know why I forgot.
I didn't remember it off the top of my head either, so I couldn't.
I brought up the Bills defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So nice job, me. But you've got Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis up front. Quinyon Mitchell is in the secondary there. Reed Blankenship's a solid safety. Zach Bond's one of the better linebackers in the league.
Yeah.
They have a lot everywhere. And it's not an accident. We talked about how we made fun of the Ravens for having six Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have five. They're all on defense.
Yeah. Well, they're deserved. That's a big difference there, I would say, right?
Like, right.
They're deserved. Vic Fangio has had a very good season as their defensive coordinator.
Oh, and one of those Pro Bowlers I didn't mention in the secondary, Cooper DeJean.
Yes, Cooper.
A versatile piece that is able to be a bit of a ball hawk for them. So... yeah, there's a lot of good pieces up and down the lineup. Rookie Jihad Campbell is also very good. It's going to be annoying dealing with the Eagles tomorrow with that defense, because the Bills have oftentimes, when it's been great defenses, that's where they've faltered a little bit.
Yeah.
Great defenses or great defensive performances. Very rarely have they won the close, tight-knit struggle. Most notably, you look at Houston as one of those games where there's a dominant defense and
a backup.
You're still so upset about that game.
Derek, I can't see past that game. And that's the thing where I don't want to play them. Because,
but it's akin to what the Bills, how the Bills have won this year.
Yeah,
they don't win the low scoring affair. They've typically won the high scoring ones
against the good quarterbacks and good teams.
The lowest scoring affair that they actually win is Pittsburgh, 26-7, and that had more to do, I think, frustratingly, with the game plan, knowing that you had two offensive tackles out.
Yeah, but, so you had to fix that or do as much as you could, and they did.
And then the Bills' defense is the one that turns the game on its head because, remember, it's 7-3 going into halftime. Pittsburgh's getting the ball.
Yeah, Bosa has the big forced fumble. Benford gets into the end zone, and then Benford has an interception on the ensuing drive.
Yeah.
So
I would even actually look at Cleveland as that kind of game where like it turns into a defensive struggle.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the Bills win that. That's the next closest that you can get actually score-wise when it comes to it. There are not many games where the Bills win when they don't score at least 23 points.
Yeah. I was really struggling during that Browns game to really see this team making a deep playoff push just because of the way that went. But I guess any given Sunday is the way to think about things like that. And
they've actually won one game where they've scored 23 points.
The Browns game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
They've lost against Houston where they scored 19. They lost against Miami where they scored 13.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, they scored 14. And the first Patriots game, they scored 20.
Yeah.
They don't do well if they don't score. And that tells you the defense is on its last legs.
Mm-hmm.
And against Philadelphia, an offense that has been hilariously...
Can I ask, though, in those games...
Self-sabotaging.
In those games, what did the defense allow? What was the final score in those games, if you're looking at them?
23 against New England, 24 against Atlanta, including only 3 points in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
30 against the Dolphins, the dam eventually breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then 23 against the Texans.
So realistically, it's, I don't know, I would put it less on defense. They're still getting a piece of the blame pie in those losses. Don't get me wrong. I'm not completely expunging their record on that. That's your offense just not being able to function properly. That's what that is. And I think that's where my question
more looks into the context of if they don't score more than 20, they have to score more than 20 points. They're a game of blackjack.
Yeah.
They have to score 21 or more.
Yes. Like, in all seriousness, there's no way they win without putting up that number of points. Your defense is actually going to hold them to 20 or less, or 25 or less, whatever you want to say, right? In the shootout game, sure. There have been shootout games. Don't get me wrong.
Tampa
being one of them.
Bengals,
Baltimore.
Patriots, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. So, like, against the good teams, though, you're able to kind of go blow for blow. These quarterbacks they've lost to, Derek, Penix.
Right.
Davis Mills. Like, what? What?
Tua.
Who's the third string emergency quarterback for Miami right now?
A man who got benched.
Like, it's,
there's a loss to Drake May, but, you know.
Okay. That one, I can be like, okay, you're going to split with New England probably.
But the offense turned the football over 3 times in that game.
They did. And had penalties galore. They were beating themselves that game.
Themselves a lot that game.
So, like, those, you can look at genuine reasons for those losses, but, like.
I've got good news for you. Tomorrow they play a good team.
They do play a good team.
Tomorrow they play a talented team.
You actually kind of expect them to do well against this team. Like, that's kind of what they do. So, and that's kind of where the playoffs, you do have a little bit of a glimmer of hope, right? Because a lot of these teams in the playoffs,
they don't often get put down by teams, like blown out by teams.
No.
Like, throughout the entirety of McDermott's regime, they don't get blown out by teams. The Dolphins game was such an anomaly because the offense was so anemic that eventually the defense just could not hold on anymore.
Well, yeah, and it was still actually 100 degrees outside in that game, too.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, no, I'm just saying physically, you get exhausted a lot faster.
I'm just talking about time possession in that game.
The
Bills
sure,
were not
but
holding on to the football.
It still stands. It's when you're out in those temperatures, that environment, the humidity, and you're out there for as long as you were, that's that. Like, you're not, unless the offense is scoring, you're not winning that game.
I more or less look at the offense did not score anything for three quarters. That's how you lose.
Right. Because you're putting too much on the defense and they can only take so much.
They can only hold on for so long. Like you said, they've stepped up against quality competition this year.
But then they played down to abysmal competition. And Davis Mills looked like an all-pro quarterback.
And they've done that multiple times. The first Dolphins game, the Saints, Atlanta. Atlanta in particular.
A lot of first halves, especially with these lesser teams, they tend to let them walk all over.
Now, here comes your litmus test. You ready? Are the Bills able to get away with that nonsense against Philly? The first half, letting teams do whatever the heck they want offensively. Do you get away with it against Philadelphia?
They didn't do it last week. It was pretty opposite,
It was actually the opposite. You're right.
Their first half was a lot better than their second half against Cleveland.
And that's been the opposite of the script for the three games prior.
Yeah. So, like, that's where my thing went from being just a second half team to not being able to play a consistent 60 minutes of football.
Last time they did that was Carolina in week 8?
Eight. Pittsburgh, you could maybe argue. No, that first half was abysmal.
That first half was terrible.
Like, that, you just remember the highs, and then you actually remember these games, and it's like, no, they actually can't do that. Baltimore, they won that game, but they were down bad. Like, right. It was just this consistency issue, I think, is the biggest thing. Because, like, yes, they can bring it back in the second half. Yes, they can put it away in the first half. But how bad was it in the first half, or how bad was it in the second half that it got close, right? Like, that's just kind of,
honestly,
that's my concern going into the playoffs.
The other
here.
Game that you can look at is, like, with this is how stressful the Bills year has been. Mm-hmm. A 28-21 victory against the Kansas City Chiefs is considered one of the less stressful games that I've endured for the year.
Right. And then all of the meaning of that game went out the window when they didn't make the playoffs.
Eventually. But
so they were a quote-unquote bad team.
But it was a complete win at that time. It was nice. It was meaningful. It was very much, yeah, you know Kansas City's going to get theirs, but can you just make sure that you can control the game? And that's what they did. They controlled the game.
Yeah, it was easy because Kansas City didn't have a run game.
Yeah.
So when you don't have to worry about stopping the run, it's pretty good. You let Kareem Hunt just get his little chips every so often. They're going to throw. So, I mean, it was a pretty good game plan against the Chiefs. But I don't know. I do want to get more into the AFC playoff picture. Maybe not from the Bills just getting in standpoint, but, like, these teams they're going to play are kind of the, are you bad? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Some of them. Like, especially the Steelers. If they play the Steelers as the 5 seed, are you going to let them win the first half again or make it close towards the end of the, like, that's where I get nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
And that's kind of where you're at with this Bills team of, yeah, the Buffalo Bills can beat quite literally anybody. At their best, they are one of the best teams in the AFC, and that's not hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
They are also their biggest enemy. And this isn't like Seattle where you're like, oh my goodness, we're looking at possibly getting the 1 seed. No, no, no. The Bills have been looking for that for the longest time. It's the one path that they haven't tried. Well, hang on. Now here comes another one that they haven't really tried. Ever since the Bills have started to really show up, Joe, they haven't taken the wild card route either.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the one you want.
Right.
But it's the one that's currently lined up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar in the way of, like, yeah, you have to play the extra game. That's kind of what you were trying to avoid with the 1 seed. And yet, here they are. Once again, Joe, ho-hum. Calendar flips to December, and they're not messing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've won 4 straight, as we kind of expect them to do to close out seasons. You close out the year winning 5 of your last 6, 6 of your last 8.
Yeah.
You're kind of on a tear. You're not, but you're also not on, we haven't lost lately tear. Kind of like what's going on with Jacksonville all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Because Liam Cohen's got that figured out right now.
I am one of those that, like, yeah, sometimes you do have to pay the bill. Jacksonville's won 6 straight. Houston's won 7 straight. But right behind them in terms of win streaks are the Chargers and the Bills.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers are interesting just because of the injuries on their offensive line. And I don't know. The Bills,
they do manage to keep winning.
Here's the thing. I worry that the Bills running the table to end the season like they normally do is going to affirm that this is a winning strategy down the road, right? If they're still in the play for the division, they're still in play for all of this, they're going to the playoffs. They're the only one of the AFC godfathers that are remaining from the years past, right? The regime, if you will.
Right.
I worry that's going to affirm that we have Josh Allen and we could stick him with anybody and that's gonna work, right? And James Cook is there. He's a big reason they are where they are. These games where the passing offense just hasn't worked, what's worked? The rushing offense. So they've been able to kind of challenge on and off each other whenever they have to. But how long until that strategy just completely falls out? Like right now, sure, that's kind of what we have to live or die by, right? Josh Allen and whoever he's got have to get the job done with James Cook. But if that's still the strategy in the offseason, that's kind of where I get nervous with this hot streak to end the year and going into the playoffs. Because I don't want it to affirm that this is how this should be going, because it's not.
I think this year they're not going to take the wrong lessons from that.
I hope not.
No, because there is a little added pressure now on how the roster's been constructed. So that tells me it's not going to be different, or that it is going to be different this year, because there's a little heat now where it wasn't in years past. Typically, it's, oh, it's the coach. He can't beat the Chiefs. He's always got this bugaboo, yada, yada, yada. But now the national media has caught on a little bit of like, oh, this roster's not really constructed all that great over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So knowing there's heat on you typically means you need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that's what will happen there with Brandon Bean. Is like, oh, okay. I was a little boisterous about something, and it didn't work. So we need to fix this.
Yeah.
That's probably how that one's going to go. Well, I'm not in his head, but I'm not going to assume that he's going to take the wrong lesson and go, oh, we just have Josh Allen, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the way I'm going to take that from the general manager. I would imagine that if I even said those words, I would properly get chewed out for that, as a matter of fact. So, no, I'm not worried about like them taking the wrong lessons out of this season. If they somehow, for example, were to win the AFC East, if the Jets did the unthinkable and whatever his name is, Brady Cook or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He's got Brady in the name, guys, so it can happen.
Stop.
Or legacy game incoming.
Yeah, if the Jets or Dolphins somehow trip up New England here and the Bills win the AFC East, trust me when I say this, I believe 0%.
A lot more people think it's going to be Miami, by the way. I put that poll out, like I told you. Yeah. 543 votes for they're the Jets, right? The 86% leaning towards they're the Jets.
Yeah.
And any comments are saying Miami, yes, Jets, no. So yeah. A lot of people are more confident in the Dolphins, but
because they have a better roster.
I don't think I'm too confident in either tripping up New England. They're okay. Kind of running. So
how's this? I'm more confident in the team that has double the wins of the other.
Yeah, but you know better than I do, Derek, that would be the little shiv, right? Just like, oh, we got him.
No, ready? If the Jets beat the Patriots, it more confirms my theory that the NFL is on a drunken brawl crawl this year.
I think it doesn't need to be confirmed anymore, and I think that would be the icing on the cake.
That would be the final confirmation. Like, okay, the NFL is clearly drunk this year. Make it stop. I don't want to be on this roller coaster anymore. Get me to the playoffs where I go on that, you know, like the attractions where they drop you in the bungee or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just put me on one of those rides now instead so that I can free fall. Because I'm done with the wooden roller coaster that is this season.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Bills, Eagles tomorrow. Sabres tonight looking to get to win number 8 on this winning streak. They take on Boston tonight. No Rasmus Dahlin in the lineup for the Sabres. But again, there was something that happened with Boston. They only just got here a little bit ago, so they did not have a chance to go through their morning skate. They did not have a chance to go through their normal routine for this evening. Pre-game for that one starting at 6, face-off at 7 tonight here on WGR.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You want to have continuity. Continuity gives you a form this time of year and structure, and just knowing each other defensively, or in this case, offensively in the pass game, that's important for us. And so we're very aware of that, heightened awareness of that, especially down the stretch. That's what we want, and where we're at are right now two different things. That's just being real with you here. So what we're trying to find that in order to get it to here, it's taken longer than we would have liked.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott as the Bills take on the Eagles tomorrow.
On the wide receiver room.
Oh. You know what? I wish I could stop talking about that.
I wish so too, but honestly, that is the thing. Is it not?
I know, but I'm tired.
Like, the defense injuries have killed it.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I know. What's that movie? What's the movie? I'm tired, boss. The Green Mile.
Oh my God.
That's Derek whenever the word wide receiver is mentioned. I don't want to.
The board's sitting behind me staring at me like, I'm here forever.
Listen, I don't want to be all in
Bleep.
Only on the wideouts. I agree. I'm with you on that. But it's hard when it's the most glaring issue on the team because, honestly, defensively, the Bills' defense is just injured. At all aspects of it. You lost Michael Hoyt. You lost Ed Oliver. Like, your front is in shambles from injury. Your wide receiver room is in shambles because of roster construction, and you don't have any weapons. So, like, we're relying on Brandon Cooks, who's allergic to catching footballs, apparently, to do anything. I think that's why McDermott says what he says.
And now, almost as if to haunt me, a tweet from Matt Bove is in front of me.
No, you saw that. Yes, I wanted to reference that.
In the Bills' last four games, they've thrown 21 passes to wide receivers, not named Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
21 passes, 13 of them caught. Not great. 119 yards in four games.
You know how they're releasing Avengers Endgame back into theaters? Rumor has it Khalil Shakir has been included in the cast because he's going to get snapped away with 50% of the other people in the universe, because that's what effectively this scheme has done to him on this team.
What?
He's just non-existent anymore.
What are you saying?
It's like he's not even there.
Do you want to stretch next time before you reach for one like that?
It's true. He's joined the cast.
You're going to pull a hammy.
I'm serious. He's effectively been written out.
And even then, it's not like his depth of target has been encouraging from the offensive scheme.
No. He's all yak. That's legitimately it. And it's where I get upset with the scheme. Because we've seen Khalil Shakir do more down the field than 5 yards right. out and run, which he's good at. I'm not saying he's not good at the yak stuff, and I don't think he should be utilized like that.
Tired
I think he should.
Boss.
I'm tired boss. I want to go down the field. I want to run. I want to frolic. Let Khalil Shakir frolic. Like, seriously. Like, I don't know. It's just so... We've opened the floodgates now on this offensive scheme for me, just talking about it. Like,
thank goodness we only have like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're in the closing couple segments here. But it's frustrating that you have talent you saw last year really get exposed, right? Khalil Shakir, those guys. And it's like he's not even being utilized. Your best receivers are tight ends. And one can't stay healthy. Jackson Hawes is an exception. He's just good whenever you throw the ball at him, which is crazy to me. But one
that is kind of crazy. The blocking tight end has been pretty good with his
target percentage.
The one we had
zero expectation of being able to catch passes.
Yeah.
Just being one of the best pass catchers on this Bills team this year.
Settle down, because he's only been throwing the ball 18 times.
But there have been the big moments. They've been the big moments.
But he has reeled in 15 of them. Yeah. So 15 of 18. That's a pretty good percentage. It's
pretty good percentage. But one tight end can't stay healthy in Kincaid. So you can't up his production. You have to keep him low so you keep him healthy. And Dawson Knox has two good games, and then he turns into Dawson drops.
Like, Knox is kind of like a little bit of that consistency problem.
Yes.
So he's got 29 catches this year.
Knox?
Yes.
Yeah.
42 targets. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there, it looks mm-hmm. like. Or like it's a bad drop or something like
or
that.
Or Allen misses him, because he's missed quite a few throws this season to tight
My
ends
more
and stuff,
infuriating
so.
Thing is this. Dawson Knox, with his 42 catches and 363 yards, that 363 yards is third on the team. How are they winning
mm-hmm.
is kind of where you start getting to. When tight end two has more yards than the rest of your wide receiver room that is not Khalil Shakir.
That's a problem. It's a glaring issue. That's an indictment, actually.
It is an indictment, indeed. As a matter of fact, if the production keeps up the way that it's been going, James Cook is going to end up fourth on this team. And then you're looking at two tight ends and a running back probably being part of your top four in receiving. And that's bad. And that's very bad. And boss, I'm tired. I'm tired, boss. I'm sick of doing this. Can we talk about something else?
You want to look at the playoff picture?
Actually.
Do you want to?
Hang on. Before we do that, I want to instead... I want to go ahead and read you a lineup.
Oh, no.
Of the last time that the Buffalo Sabres won straight.
We're doing this?
Yes, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
If you're going to assault my brain with wide receiver problems,
you're
going to
assault mine with the last time the Buffalo Sabres won 8 games
in a row? Yes. Mm. Yes, I am.
Are we putting the cart before the horse here?
So now, ready?
Because they have not yet won 8 in a row.
So, okay, ready? The last time they won 7 in a row. Okay? Fine. Let's do that. Do you know how many Sabres are currently on this roster?
No.
2.
Paul Hintz, I thought you were saying. Okay. I thought, I'm going to be honest with you. I tuned into, do you know how many Sabres are on this current roster? And I thought you meant how many players
are
actually
on this roster from
yes.
the last time.
Understood now. Yes. 2.
There's
okay.
2. Paul hinted at one of them. It was Darlene's draft year.
Darlene, yes.
The other's Tage.
On the third line?
On the third line. All right, so you ready for this?
Okay. Yes.
Evan, can you give me some NHL 94 music for this? Because I love this lineup. It's
so
fun.
Oh, man.
This is so much fun.
Looking at the Drought Sabres lineups.
Drought Sabres lineup.
That could be
here.
A show in itself. If they break the drought, that'd be kind of fun
yes,
to actually do.
Be funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, ready? The first line was your $8 million man, Jeff Skinner.
I miss
Jack
him.
Eichel and Jason Pominville. Okay. Pominville was on this team the last time they won more than 6 games.
And there was no excuse for them not to continue doing that with that top line. I love that top line.
Tage Thompson was on this roster with Sam Reinhart in the lineup. They were centered by Vladimir Sobotka, and that was a player that I wanted to punch air constantly when I saw him on the ice.
Yeah, that's not a good combo right there. What a nightmare.
Casey Mittelstadt was centering a line with Kyle Okposo and Connor Sheary.
Casey Mittelstadt, before they sold high on him and he actually produced for a season. Oh, man.
And
Kyle Okposo.
And then fourth line, one of the Florida Panthers members of the top six right now, Evan Rodriguez.
Okay.
With Zebnius Girgensons and Johan Larson. D pairings. Jake McCabe with Rasmus Ristolainen.
Okay.
Dahlin with Zach Bogosian.
I remember Bogosian.
Yeah, you want to talk about a frustrating player. Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, that guy was a nightmare.
And the last pairing was Marco Scandella and Nathan Beaulieu.
Two names I wouldn't be able to even tell you anything about. That I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about.
And then Carter Hutton was the starting goalie. Who it turned out he had vision issues.
No. Couldn't tell that based off his performance?
Joseph, be nice.
I'm sorry, but I've got to call a spade a spade. What a nightmare.
Yeah. And that was Jonah with the one of the podcasts, The Saber Report. He grabbed these lines. And I'm like, this is incredible.
I love it.
I needed to use this today. It's awesome. I have so much fun looking at some of these things, but also the connection. This is the last time that they've won seven in a row. This is the last time that they were looking at eight.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, the part that makes it like how hockey evolves, how sports evolve, and yet there is a connection there.
Your two
star players were just getting started.
Yeah. Yeah.
That team, of course, goes on to be leading the league on December 1st and not make the playoffs entirely.
Yeah, not great.
And conversely, the player that they traded away, Ryan O'Reilly, for a first-round pick, that team is sitting in last place, the St. Louis Blues, in that moment. The Sabres are in first. The Blues are in last. And now you're looking at it like, okay, well, we're getting the number one overall pick one of these years because they're probably not going to go ahead and give it up this year. They'll give it to us for the next one, and they're mm-hmm. going to be bad, and they're going to be rebuilding, right? Because they'll blow it all up.
Yep.
It's awesome.
No.
No. No. The Blues just casually go on to win the Stanley Cup, and the Sabres extend their playoff drought, as a matter of fact. That's probably one of the most painful seasons that there's ever been.
I would say that's the worst.
That's probably the worst one when it comes to pain.
The Ryan O'Reilly trade.
22-23 is not painful because we were all excited, and it was a young group that was finally starting to figure out their own.
Yeah, and they were a point out.
So
you looked up. You looked to next season being like, there's no way they don't make the playoffs.
Whereas 2018... 2018-19 was, oh, you guys went on a collapse. Oh, and our first round pick is now at the end of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, could this get any worse? The answer was yes. They'd have to trade Jack Eichel in a couple years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, the guy, the Flames broadcast that was going at him, like, you don't want to rebuild. Look at the Sabres. Look at what they've been doing for all these years. Kind of right.
Kind of.
Like, in a sense, he's kind of right.
In a sense.
It's just funny. It's Calgary saying those things, but, like, it's funny.
It's funny, but also, they did have something right. It was the aggression in which that Tim Murray tore everything down and then just as aggressively tried to build it back up without a minor league system. And, like, he did everything too aggressively, was really what it was. Because mm-hmm. the Toronto Maple Leafs get Austin Matthews the next year. And they still had guys like JVR or Kadri on their lineup. Like, they just were bad by accident a little bit.
Yeah.
The Sabres, when they end up with Rasmus Dahlin, are bad by accident, really. They don't mean to be. When they get Owen Power, it's because Ralph Krueger was their head coach.
The soccer coach.
Yes.
The good old reverse Ted Lasso they tried.
Yeah, and it did not work.
Nope.
So... yeah, I guess I went ahead and I took the camera from the Buffalo Bills and said, look at this thing. It's cool. Over here in blue and gold, or sometimes black and red.
Sometimes black and red. Maybe should be more times black and red.
Tonight, black and red.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. We were maybe going to look at the playoff picture, but who cares? The NFC field is pretty much decided.
NFC set, and yeah. We'll know pretty much what's happening next week.
There's a chance we could have every playoff team clinched by the end of week 17.
Yes. Hopefully so. Because that'd be really cool to talk about next week and not be like, oh, this team still has a chance. You know? Have it be definitive?
Maybe.
But the Bills, they're not definitive until the end of week 18.
It's
unless
more
they lose.
Where? The questions are not who anymore, it's where.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that's like kind of weird.
Who still has to clinch? Chargers clinched, Bills clinched.
Houston, Pittsburgh, Carolina. End of list.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
end of list.
Houston, Pittsburgh have to clinch.
Houston, Pittsburgh,
Carolina might not clinch, though, until week 18.
Well, if they win and Tampa loses, which we looked at who they're playing, it seems kind of like weird to think that Tampa plays Miami, Carolina plays against Seattle.
Yeah, but Carolina is also one of those teams where they could just totally.
But again, this season is drunkenly stumbling down a bar crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Take a timeout, wrap up the show. Coming up here on the other side, Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly. Thanks for hanging out with us here on your holiday weekend, where it's been kind of icy. Drive safe, by the way. It's been icy out there, so hopefully you're all staying safe out there. Stay warm, stay with family, Fast and Furious style.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Know how that happened.
What?
The mic just fell on like your kneecap.
It did. Yeah, I don't know how either. Hence my exclamation with the microphone off. Surprise.
Well, you knew I was going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it just happened and it was goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how better to close a show.
No. Close it like we started.
Close it like we started. Absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably how it would be going.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll see. We've got a fun, effectively 24 hours coming up here with our programming, right?
Yeah. Bills Eagles tomorrow, 4:25 kickoff. So a little bit later start for pregame. I think right around 10 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Start.
11 o'clock. We'll start. So that coverage will be there all the way throughout and after the game. So keep it right here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network all day if you're intrigued by that.
Right here on WGR. And then, mm-hmm. of course, tonight, pregame starting at 6, face-off at 7 o'clock for the Sabres, looking to win their 8th in a row.
You're going to hear that Boston building Boots. Rocking on the broadcast.
Hear the building rocking, and also you'll hear Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton on pregame starting at 6 here on WGR as well. Hey, they've been combining for some pretty great weekends as of late.
They have.
You hope to see more of it.
A lot of one Buffalo weekends. The Bandits do play Sunday after the Bills. They play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, I want to say.
Yes, they're in Halifax.
In Halifax, yeah. So
Halifax? Are they Calgary?
I think it's Calgary. Calgary. Yeah. Okay. Calgary, yes.
Sorry about that. They played Halifax already.
They did. So they've had two off weeks They've been playing every other week
that schedule
at this
for them.
Point. Yeah, so it's early on and off. They're 1-1, so they look to advance to 2-1 against Calgary here. So, yeah, after the Bills game, coverage of that game will be on 1520 The Bet. So you'll be able to tune on over there if you're a Bandits fan and maybe see, hey, if the Sabres win tonight, Bills win tomorrow, Bandits could make it a one Buffalo weekend.
Complete the full sweep.
Mm-hmm. The full sweep.
Because the Bandits even lost one of those weekends that the Sabres and the Bills have been doing this.
They did. They did. So, not last weekend, the weekend before.
Things have been fun. Let's hope it continues here. For Joe Caley, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been yet another episode of Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to Paul Hamilton, our guest at noon. Thanks for Evan on the board, keeping things running smooth. Thanks to all of you as we got connected with our fans all throughout the morning and afternoon here. Stay warm out there. Stay safe. Sabres up at 7 o'clock tonight. Pre-game for the Bills starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Right here on the radio home of both the Buffalo Sabres and the Buffalo Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Have a good weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.